you for joining our podcast. We hope and pray that you're great, and we hope and pray that this message finds you even better. We want you to follow us each week as we come with a powerful word meant to empower you in your life. Go ahead, listen in, and be blessed.
Hallelujah. 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 Anybody want God to have all of you? Anybody want God to have all of you? Give God a hand clap if he can have all of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want God to have all of me. Take my time, take my money, take all of me. Do you really believe that? Do you realize what you're saying? Amen. I want God to have all of me, because if he doesn't have all of me, he really can't use me. Because what I reserve for myself is not enough to sustain me. Amen. The stuff that I keep for me, it really doesn't make me, Solomon says over in the Bible, he says, all of life is vanity anyway. I've tried pleasure. I've got all the money in the world. I've got all the knowledge in the world. But life I found doesn't even mean anything. It's all a vanity. What is it? And what he ends Ecclesiastes with is this right here. He says, I found then a conclusion that if nothing can satisfy me in my flesh, then there must be another life. Anybody know that there's another life? God's got some stuff stored up for you. He's got some stuff that he wants to lay out for you. But he says, I want you to give me all of you. I don't want you to take back some stuff. I don't want you to take back your thinking and take back your rationale. I want you to give me all of you. Amen. I know I want God to have all of me. I thank God for his word. Give the praise team a hand this morning. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, amen, turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. Amen. We have been there for a few weeks. Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. God is so faithful, God is so wonderful, God is so good, amen, that we just serve him with all that we have, amen. Is anybody serving God with everything that they have, amen? Because he wants us to give us all of him, give him all, everything that we've got to give, everything that we've got to give. We're going through the fruits of the Spirit, we're going through the fruits of the Spirit. And if you have Galatians chapter 5, just say amen. If you don't, just say wait for me. Amen, amen. They are still pulling it up on the screen. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. I want you to know that God has some things when we really wrestle and go to him in the Spirit. There is a difference between going to him in our power and going to him in his power. Amen. There's a difference between going to God in our power and going to him in his power. So we got to rely on God to give us the things that we need. Is there anybody in here that's relying on God to give you the things that you need? Amen. 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 Have we found that scripture? Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse 22. Amen. Amen. Anybody found that? Amen. 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 Well, let's read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 all together. Amen. Can we read that? Here we go. Let me pull it up. There it is. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Amen, amen, amen. Then verse 24, I just read that. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Amen. I want to talk to you today from the topic of got faith. Amen. Is there anybody in this house that has faith? Amen. The Bible says faith the size of a mustard seed, amen, can move a mountain. Let's bow real quick as we get ready to hear this word on faith. Amen. Let's bow. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you today for who you are today, God. We love you today. We praise you today. We pray today, Father God, that this word today, Father God, has a staying power today, Father God. This word today, Father God, open up something in us that takes root in us today, Father God. This word today, Father God, gives us strength today that sustains us throughout our week today. This word today, Father God, gives us strength today, Father God, to revolutionize our thinking and be who you've called us to be today. You've called us for works, but you've called us to be in the spirit and connected to the vine. Lord, we love you today. We thank you today. We give you praise today for everything you are and everything you're doing. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And amen, 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 amen. You may be seated. Amen. God will always test you for the big things by looking at the little things. God will always test you for the big things by looking at the little things. I want to say that again. God will always test you for the big things by looking at the little things. The little things really do matter. Amen. It's the things that you kind of put in your peripherals, but they're not really up front. You just kind of just don't really pay attention to it. God sends you something. You don't really pay attention to it. God says, no. I want you to pay attention to the little things because the little things really are the big things. Because of the way I work, because of the way I move, because of my proclivity to take things and rearrange them, I want you to pay attention to the things everybody else discounts. I want you to pay attention to the things that everybody else says is really not all that important. I want you to pay attention to that. And I remember as I got saved, I was looking for this big thing, but God just put little things on my heart. Amen. God just put little things to serve and little things to just be at church every Sunday. That was a big thing for me because when I wasn't saved, I wasn't going to church. So the little thing was just get up and go to church every Sunday. So every Sunday, I just get up and go. I don't know why I really wasn't serving. And then as I started serving, God gave me a little bit more to do and a little bit more to do. By the age of 20, I've given my life to God. At age 23, I started preaching, and as I'm preaching, God is steady saying the little things are the big things. So I'm not really preaching a lot at churches, so I start preaching at the prison. Then I move to Houston, and I start teaching Sunday school at a church, and as I'm teaching Sunday school, they have a nursing home ministry, so I go to the nursing home, and I preach at the nursing home. I'm preaching at the nursing home every week, and it's just little things. It's just little things, but as I'm preaching at the nursing home and being faithful at the nursing home, I meet another pastor, and then the pastor gives me an on-staff position. And so while I'm at HBU, I'm working a job, but I'm also I got a position at a church, and I'm making money that I didn't have. But it was all because of serving in the little things, teaching Sunday school, preaching at nursing home, just doing the little things. Do you see how God can provide for you if you just be faithful over a few things? God says, if you're faithful over a few things, I will make you what? Ruler over many. The thing I loved about it is that even though I was serving on the little things, check this out, there was no pay involved, amen? When I was serving on the little things, there was no churches calling me to preach. When I was serving over the little things, nobody knew my name, but I was just giving to God, and God took every season and gave me a little bit more. He took the next season and gave me a little bit more, and the next season a little bit more. Now, I'm still working, but I'm still being faithful to God. God wants you to be faithful, amen? And a lot of us want to have faith, but we don't want to be faithful. You can have faith and not be faithful. I can believe that God is and still not be faithful. I can believe that God is and still not be full of the faith that I believe. And so the challenge today, as we're going through the fruits of the Spirit, is faithful. fullness. Amen. I want to help you today because maybe your faith has wavered. Maybe you're wondering about your faith. Maybe your faith is just kind of on low on the last bar in your Wi-Fi on your phone. Amen. You know how it is. It kind of connects sometimes, doesn't connect the next time. Maybe that's where your faith is. And I want you to be faithful. Amen. You got to understand faith, because when I understand faith, I can see the worship that's tied to my faith. See, a lot of people know faith, but they don't really understand how faith works. When I really understand, I understand that my faith, it worships. That's why Hebrews 11 and 1 says this. Now, faith is the substance of things what? And the evidence of things. It's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things. That means you see it before you see it, but you keep going even when you don't know what's getting ready to happen. I don't know what's getting ready to happen. I just know that God said keep going. Amen. I remember about 15, 16 years ago, I woke up on a Saturday morning and I had a dream about starting a church. I was still coaching in Palestine, Texas, and I had a dream about starting a church. And then God says, you're not going to start the church here. At the same time, I was up for a promotion and I didn't get the job. And God says, this is confirmation that it's time to move. Now, here I am. Everything, I'm comfortable. My bills are paid. My wife just got a promotion. But God says you have to move. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know what God's getting ready to say. I don't know what's getting, I don't even know where I'm going to move. Check this out. I get a dream job that I was really hoping for in Dallas, Texas. And everything in me wanted to go, but the Holy Spirit was saying no. My wife tried for a job at least a month, and I told him I would give him an answer in about 3 weeks. We put in for job after job after job after job, and everybody said no. So then you got to decide on, okay, am I going to go by where God is taking me or go where I want to go? And see, that's really the challenge of being faithful, is you have to know, am I really doing what I want to do, or am I really going where God wants to take me? Because when I go where God wants to take me, God shows me some stuff that I couldn't see along the way. Amen. So I got to understand that my faith will worship. Some of you wonder, like, what is worship? Amen. Well, how does your faith worship? Because every week I'm going through the fruits of the Spirit. I told Dee the other week, in case you haven't caught on, I have the same three main ideas, and the computer's not working today. I wanted to give you the handout. We having some Wi-Fi problems and stuff. But anyway, listen, I've given you the same three main ideas every week. Peace worships, and guess what faith does? Faith worships too. Amen. It shows itself in different ways. So my faith has to worship. You said, Pastor, how does my faith worship? First off, I got faith. Amen. I have to have faith, and I'm moving in faith. So when I'm moving in faith, I have to ask myself, what is faith doing? And when I'm trying to understand faith, I have to understand that my faith grows by three things. And if faith is going to worship, you got to understand these three things by what your faith is moving in. Amen. Your faith moves in what you hear. I thought y'all would get excited. My faith moves and worships through what I hear. I don't care who you are, if you're a baby believer or a mature believer. Your faith won't grow if you put trash in your head. That's as plain as I can make it, amen? If you listening to gossip and you listening to all this other stuff, your faith will only worship when you worship. So if I'm listening to worship, then my faith is worshiping and I'm growing. If I'm listening to the word, then my faith is growing, amen? So what I listen to allows me what I hear. Listen. The Bible says over in Romans, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be what? Saved. He says everyone has the possibility of being saved, but check this out. He says you won't be saved unless you understand this thing. He says this is how faith works. He says, how then can they call on whom they have not believed? Faith is what? I'm hoping in things that I have not seen. Amen. So he's saying, okay, I haven't seen God, but I'm calling on God. Amen. I'm not really sure about what God is going to do, but I'm listening for God to work. How then can they call on God who they have not believed? And then it says, how are they to believe in him who they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone what? Preaching. Amen. Amen. And then it talks about how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. But it says, so faith comes from what? Hearing. And hearing through the word of God. Woo. So what are you saying, Pastor E? When you hear ABC 13 do all these news exposés on the preacher, that is a demonic design. When you hear people talking about the men of God, that is by demonic design, because the enemy knows you can't have faith unless you hear from the preacher. And so what the enemy is going to do is try to design every scheme in the world to make you distrust the man of God so that you can't hear from God. And so you got to do everything in your power to protect the stuff that's coming against you, because the man of God is trying to lift you up while the enemy is trying to take you out. So I got to control what I hear. And that's why I got to protect the man of God. I got to protect the man of God, because emotionally it's hard to be a man of God. Did you hear what I said? Emotionally. I know you see us up here doing this thing, but emotionally, it's hard to be a man of God. It's hard to be lied to week after week after week and still come up here and give God praise with passion. Did y'all hear what I just said? Because some of y'all lied to me. Amen. I'm just joking. Listen, it's hard to go and pray for somebody and then they don't live out what they profess. And then before you know it, the people you praying for become the people you fighting with. And then how are you supposed to have really true devotion and you all conflicted inside? So then I start self-medicating, amen? That's what happens to the men of God. I'm being real with you. But if you're going to be faithful, you got to control what you hear. You got, even as a man of God, you know what I have to do? I have to have friends who are in the same position or further along than me. You have to have a covering, because your covering allows you to hear the right thing. So I got to call on my father, who's my spiritual father, but I also have other friends that I call on, and they hold me accountable. Because if you just study and you don't have no accountability, man, listen, you are going to mess up. I'm not talking about if. No, you will mess up if you don't have accountability. You got to have it. So I got to control what I hear. You need a covering. But I also got to control what I think, because in reality, what I hear shapes what I think. If I'm not hearing the right thing, it's hard to hear the right. It's hard to think the right thing. Have you noticed that when you listen to love songs, you start missing your exes and stuff? You know that joker was no good, but that love song reminded you of him because you heard it, and then you start thinking about the good time. You forgot that joker did all kind of bad stuff to you, but you heard that love song, you know, and you was talking about computer love, and you know, you was just like, it brought you back memories, and that joker was sorry. But I started thinking because of what I heard. So I got to control what I hear so that I can think the right thoughts. I mean, it sounds simple, but we don't pay attention to the little thing. So the little thing is, if my radio is on this station, I change it to the other station, because I want to get truth inside me, amen? So how do I, Pastor E, how do I control? Well, the Bible says, it says, think on this thing. He says, whatever is true, right? Whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, things that are of good report. If this thing has any virtue, think on that. What are you trying to say, Pastor? What do you mean what I think about? I mean, it's kind of hard to control what I think about. What you got to understand is when I start thinking things that are not pure, then I got to check what I heard. When I start thinking things that are not lovely, I got to check what I heard. When I start thinking about things that are not of a good report, I got to think about what I heard. Because when I find then that I'm thinking about the bad stuff, it's because of the things that I'm allowing in my mental space. So I got to check what I think about. I got to check what I hear. I got to check what I think about. But I also have to check what I share. If you're going to grow and be faithful in this thing, in this walk with God, you got to check what you share. What does that mean? My faith grows in the things that I share. The more I speak it, the more it becomes a reality. Woo! Did you hear what I just said? Because I just dropped a lot on you right then. The more I speak it, the more it becomes a reality. I'm going to say it one more time because I don't think everybody got it. The more I speak it, the more it becomes a reality. The enemy is not talking to you out loud. He's working in your insecurities. He's working in the stuff that you think about yourself, and he's twisting it against you, and it's taking your will to act. But as soon as I start speaking stuff and declaring stuff, then it becomes real to me, because not only am I holding myself accountable, but the people who hear me talk hold me accountable too. And a lot of us don't want to talk about the good stuff or the goodness of God because somebody might hold me accountable to myself. If you be honest, you didn't share your faith on your job. It was really just because you didn't want anybody thinking you was that real religious dude, you know. And I was really just, I want people to think I'm religious. I want people to think that I have a relationship with God. I want people to know that I trust God and God trusts me. So what I share is a direct indicator of who I am. I ain't even got to be in yet. It's just how faith worships. Amen. And so what happens is when I start sharing stuff, my faith is growing. My faith starts growing, check this out. I start checking what I listen to so that I can hear something, and then my faith can grow again. So I'm listening, and then I'm hearing, and I'm sharing. Hallelujah. I can see God moving because I'm listening, and I'm hearing, and I'm sharing. I'm thinking about what I'm hearing, and I'm sharing God. Hallelujah. I want my faith to worship. And I can't even control that. That's why sometimes you riding down the street and your song come on or that word pop in you and you just say, oh God, you speaking to me now. Paul said there are some situations that you just say, oh, I don't understand it, but the Bible says he understands my groanings because my faith has already been activated. So even if I don't get it out, God said, I got you anyway. But let me tell you something. You got to get it out. You coming in here, you don't have nothing to share. It's because there's nothing in you. You don't have nothing to clap about. It's because you're not thinking about anything to clap about. You never can give God praise because you ain't never rejoiced all week long. Listen, if you've been rejoicing all week long, whatever anybody say ought to make you go in. Because I've been thinking about this thing all week long. I've been worshiping God all week long. And when I get here, this is a culmination of everything God been speaking to me all week long. I didn't just get here on this pulpit and just start praising God. Listen, I've been praising God since Monday. Right after I listened to DeAndre on Sunday. You got to understand that your faith works just like that. But listen. The only way it stops you is because of your emotion. I just said that. And your emotions, you have to keep in check. When you go to the courthouse, they have in the courtroom, he doesn't do anything, right? He just sits there. He's a peace officer. And the peace officer, whether it's the JP, the bailiff, the whoever he is, his job is to keep the peace. Matter of fact, the bailiff is not there for the judge. The peace officer is not there for the judge. I'm going to say that one more time. When you go in there and see that peace officer, he's not there for the judge. The peace officer is not there for the prosecuting attorney. The peace officer is there for the defendant. And you know why the peace officer is there for the defendant? It's because the defendant might get a judgment that he doesn't like. And because of his emotions in the situation, he will do something that he will regret later on. He'll do something that will cause him to get prison time or jail time. And so because the judge knows that he's going to render a verdict sometimes that somebody might not like, he has to have a peace officer. Amen. That's why we read this word, because the word of God is our peace officer. We might not like the judgment that we get, but because of God being our peace, even if we don't like it, we still sit there and take the judgment and still keep serving anyway. I told somebody this week that God is still good. One of our workers, they lost their daddy, and she was just broke down, and she was she knows God. She knows who God is. She serves God. She proclaims God. But this situation, like, took her out, and I knew it was about to take her out, so I kept ministering to her, and I kept calling her, and I had to tell her that God is still good. And then as we talked yesterday, she was telling about how God was working in her family. And she said, "Pastor, thank you for your text, because it really let me know that God really is still good. Some stuff I was praying about before this happened, God answered in this situation." Why? Because God is, he's still good. And that's how you know not only does faith worship, but it works. That's how I know that faith works, because I can declare in the midst of whatever situation I'm in that God still is good. How you know, Pastor E, that faith works? Well, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And I know it says that in Ephesians, but James chapter 2, he dedicates 12 verses to this. I want you to just go back in your study time, read James chapter 2, verses 14 to 26, and you'll get a pretty good understanding of how faith has to work in your life. Amen. James chapter 2, verse 46, it does say that. But basically what he's saying is that at some point, if you really know that faith works, it makes you be reliable. Is there anybody reliable? Anybody reliable today? Yeah. See, because when I really know that faith works, is that I become reliable. Not God. When I know faith works, I become reliable. Touch your neighbor and say, "I become reliable. I become reliable." I become reliable. And can I add this? I become reliable without assurances. I become reliable without assurance. It's kind of like, it's like going on your job asking for a promotion and you just got there and you ain't did nothing yet. Like, I'm gonna ask for a raise and I haven't done anything, but I want my job to promote me, give me a raise, and I wanna be in his good graces, but I haven't done. We kind of come to God like that. We bring God slop, you know, and expect God to bless it. We bring God slop. We have serve him. We do what we want to do. We just kind of come, and we kind of, and basically, we're basically carnal-minded Christians. We still gonna make it in, but barely. We're gonna make it in just by the hairs on our chinny chin chin. We're not gonna live an abundant life. We just barely making it over. God is saying, "Listen, I need you to understand that I only work when you are tested. And when you're tested, you'll see that you become reliable without assurances. And the only way you can do that is because you love me more than you love stuff. You love me more than you love approval. You love me more than you love people. You love me more than anything. And so not only do you become reliable, but you also become trustworthy. So a lot of us ain't trustworthy. We'll show up, but we can't be trusted. We can't be trusted. We can't be trusted. That's why you got to have a covering. Because your covering has to tell you the truth. Did you hear me? If you don't get anything, listen. If you can't handle your covering or somebody that's of faith telling you the truth sometimes, you're not ready for faith. You're really not. And you're going to stay in the same level. Because sometimes people tell you some hard stuff and you don't want to hear it. But you got to understand that maybe, just maybe, just stop and say, maybe this is God talking to me. And maybe I got some stuff I might need to address and change within me so that I can get myself right, so that I can be trustworthy. Because if I'm faithful, I'm trustworthy. Now there's a difference between trustworthy and being loyal. Some of us are loyal, but not trustworthy. Some of us, truly, we loyal, but we're not trustworthy. A person that's loyal is loyal to a person whether they're right or wrong. They just, I'm right there with you, because even if you're right or you're wrong. But if I'm faithful, and faith equals trustworthiness, of every matter, you are seeking the truth. If I'm trustworthy, I'm a truth seeker. And so I'm not loyal to a person, I'm loyal to the right thing. I'm loyal to the right word. And so when I become loyal to God and trustworthy to God, then God can use me and he grows my faithfulness, because I'm always seeking the heart of the matter so that I can speak truth to the matter. Yeah. A lot of us, we just want to be loyal. Yeah. And so when you start being loyal, you try to make people feel good. Yeah. I'm not here on Sunday to make you feel good. No. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you the truth. Get mad. We've had people. I'm serious. I'm going to be honest with you. I've had people I've had in my office, and they're not here today because I told them the truth. Yeah. True story. Telling you the truth, and you get up, and you leave the church. I ain't did nothing wrong. You just don't want to hear the truth. You're not ready to grow. Yeah. And everything I said still came to pass because you didn't want to follow the truth. You got to be trustworthy. You got to be reliable. Because if you do that, you have strength to finish. You got to trust God when you can't trace God. Yeah. You know, there was a season in our church's life where I really just wanted to give up, y'all. You know, I want to just shut it down and just, call it a day. You know, shake the dust off my feet and just say, you know what, this ain't really for me. I felt like maybe the ministry was a failure, and because the ministry was failing, I was failing as a person. And so I was taking this on, and I was feeling guilty, and I was feeling all these things. I told y'all it's hard because every ministry that I've ever been a part of as a number two has always grown. So I was just thinking that we were just going to grow supernaturally and all this stuff, but it didn't happen, and God had to show me some stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. On that day when I was feeling at my worst, I got a phone call from somebody who was at the church, and you know what they told me? They said, Pastor, I just want to thank God for your faithfulness. I just want to thank God for your faithfulness. Because I've been watching you and how you handle the highs and how you handle the lows. And you don't know this, but I've been struggling. I've been struggling with my business. I've been struggling with my health. I've been struggling with all these things. But because I've been watching you, you give me strength to keep on going. Now, this is a moment when I want to quit, but somebody speaks life into me. When you are faithfully serving God and you see faith working, you automatically get the courage to know that faith always wins. Amen. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how bad you think it is. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the object is. I don't care where the giants are. When you really get faith, you know that God wins every time. And sometimes God lets the odds drop just so he can work it out in your favor. Sometimes God lets people leave your life just so he can send you the right people. Sometimes God lets people talk about you just so somebody else can get convicted and work even harder in your favor. I just want to tell you that faith wins if you just work it. If you just work it. That's why Hebrews 11 and 5 says, but without faith, hallelujah, it is impossible to please him. That means I can't just have faith. I got to know that without faith, I can't please him. Amen. So whatever your obstacle is, I got to say, but without faith. Whatever your limitations are, I got to say, but without faith. Whatever you believe in God for, I got to say, but without faith. Whatever you're doubting, say, but without faith, it is impossible for me to get past. Because you've got some roadblocks that have been hindering you. And God says, maybe this time I want your faith to increase and you to decrease so that I can show you really who I am. Faith always wins. And the verse says, because I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. Woo, faith wins when you become diligent. Listen. God's faith always delivers the diligent. Faith delivers. Listen, I want you to hear this. God's faith always delivers the diligent. I got to be faithful so that I can access God's faith. Because when I access the faith that God has for me, amen, it works according to the power that's in me. So when I grow in the power that's in me, I get greater access to the power above me. When I work on the power that's in me, I get greater access to the power that's above me. So it doesn't matter if somebody's talking about you, you got to understand that there's a greater power in me. It doesn't matter if somebody gets on your nerves, I got to understand that there's a greater power in me. It doesn't matter if your husband walks out, wife walks out, there's a power in me that I have to work on so that I can access the power of God. Because there are days when you're going to want to quit, but God is going to keep on saying, don't stop. There are days when you want to give up, but God's going to say, don't stop. There are days when you want to throw in the towel, but guess what? God's going to keep on saying, don't quit. He's always just like that. He said, when you take one step, hey man, I'll take two. What I've done for others, I will do it for you. If you just keep on stepping, don't stop stepping. Don't stop being who God wants you to be. Don't give up on your post, because your post is where God has you. You might move around, but your post is where God has you. What he put in your heart, he's going to develop it, but you got to keep on stepping. I can't be silent because God's been too good to me. I can't shut up because he's been working too much stuff out for me. I can't let go because of where God is taking me. And because he's taking me, I know that not only am I going to be delivered, but I'm going to be rewarded for what I've gone through. Somebody said there's double for your trouble. Anybody know that there's double for your trouble? Job lost everything. Job gave up. Job wanted to quit. Job lost almost everything. He almost lost his mind, but he kept on stepping. Is there anybody here that says, I'm not going to stop doing what God called me to do? I'm going to keep on serving. I'm going to keep on praising. I'm going to keep on worshiping because God's been so good to me that I can't stop. I got to keep on going. I can't stop. I got to keep on praising. I can't stop. I got to keep on worshiping because of who God is. That's why I see my turnaround. Amen. In other words of Uncle Lou, he said, don't stop. Get it. Get it. I've got another level of anointing. And God is saying, don't stop. You got to get this level. You can't stay where you are. I got to keep going to get what God has for me. Because what God has for me, it is for me. It's not for anybody else. That's why I'm not hating on anybody else. Why? Because God's got a blessing with my name on it. So the question is, do you have faith? Because faith makes the supernatural natural. Whatever you see the ending in, God says, listen, when you have faith, the supernatural becomes natural. Oh, it's over. You'll never graduate. You'll never do this. You'll never do that. Listen, if it's supernatural, if you need supernatural power, that's what God specializes in. Yeah, right. So, when I understand that he rewards, I understand that he makes the supernatural natural. Now listen, this ain't some pie in the sky. I gotta work. I gotta work the works of him who sent me. So there's something I gotta be doing. God is calling me to the next level. He's calling me to manage my time. He's calling me to manage my money because he's trying to reward me. He wants to give you that promotion. He wants to give you more money. He wants to give you peace. But you got to check yourself. Because if your faith is only in what you can do, it's not faith. If your faith is only in what you can see, it's not faith. Because if you can see it, you don't have to believe it. You know, old illustration, but you walked in and sat down in that chair because you knew that chair was going to hold you. You knew. You didn't have a doubt. You know, I didn't see anybody come in and do like, you know, check it, push down first. Nah, you just came in, sat down. Some people just flopped down because you just knew that the chair was going to hold you. Listen, God's promises will hold you. It'll hold you. It'll hold you. You just gotta keep working them. You gotta keep working them. I know you wanna give up, but you just gotta keep working them. I know you wanna throw in the towel, but God said, just keep working. Keep talking about who I am. Keep sharing God with others. Every week we have a leadership call, and I always start the call with two questions. Invite, who did you connect with? Two simple questions. It's designed because I want the people that's around me to be habitually sharing Jesus to somebody that might not know him. Who did you share God with this week? Because what I've learned in my own Christian walk is the more I talk about Jesus with people, I feel better. Yeah. The more I hear somebody else's testimony, I get off the phone and I feel charged up. The more I'm in the store out to eat and somebody say, you know what, I saw you on Facebook and I got this message and man, it really changed me. Or I go home and they say, man, I listened to this podcast. I saw this, I saw that. And man, I'd be like, man, wow. I didn't even know that, but when somebody shares that, it speaks to the faith because I know what it took to get the message. I know what it took to walk in the call. And so God will allow other things to speak into you when you just stay faithful to what he's called you to. As we open up the doors of the church today, maybe you're here today and you're saying, you know what, I need you to pray for me, Pastor E, because maybe, you know, my faith needs to be a little stronger. I got some issues that I've been trying to work out in my power, and I really need to work. I really, really, really need to rely on God's power. If that's you, we want you to come. We want to pray with you. We want to pray with you. There's no shame in that. Just say, you know what? I need God to work in this situation. This is a situation that I can't handle on my own, and I've been trying to handle it on my own. But the beauty about this series is the Spirit is connected to the vine. So when I feel like my faith is wavering, it's because I'm not connected to the vine. So maybe that's you today. Your vine connection is just a little, just a little tested.
That a powerful word today. Listen, partner with us. Text TLC Humble to 77977 and participate and all of the things that we have going on in the Humble Love community. Also, if you want to follow us, connect with us on social media, go to Facebook, Humble TLC. Follow me, Lacey World. Go to YouTube. Make sure you get all of the announcement videos at TLC Humble from YouTube. Or if you want to just follow us on the web, go to tlchumble.org. We'd love for you to be involved in the love community. So share with a friend of yours, especially if you've been blessed today. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.